Turn up the volume and grab your notebook. It's time to live life consciously. Welcome to Conscious Not Crazy. I'm Corey, your host, and a parent just like you. I'm here to share from my own experiences as a parent and educator to help you better understand the why behind your child's behavior and to provide you with tools to end all of the exhausting and unproductive power struggles. So feel proud you took the first step by tuning into this podcast. I hope this approach to parenting changes your life the way it changed mine. Welcome back to Conscious Not Crazy. This is Corey and I'm your host. And I'm so excited to be back. And there's just been something that happened recently, gave me some good content with my son. And I thought I'd share this story. I think a lot of people could relate to this. And it might make you rethink some things, maybe how you're managing your child's behavior or supporting them when things don't always go right. So what I want to talk about is values. And I think it's actually crucial to have some conversations within your family or even reflect on what do you value? What's important to you? And when I say value, do you value respectfulness? Do you value punctuality? Do you value resourcefulness? My family's values and what I value do not have to be the same as your family's values because we're all different. So we're all going to have different things that are important to us based on just how we're raised, who we are. But I think it's very important for all families to identify those things they value. One thing I did a while back is I printed some charts with just a whole bunch of values listed on them, right? And I printed those charts and then I gave one to each of my kids. And then I filled out one. I gave one to their dad so we could kind of see what do we individually value. And then we could come together and agree on what do we value as a family. And I thought that was really useful. And it gives you some insight into what your kids value. Asking questions is so good in understanding our kids and where they're at. And obviously we've lived a lot more life. So our perspective is going to be different as an adult. It's going to be a lot different than the perspective of a child. But just recently, my son's school had sent out an email about a field trip that was available for them to go on. So when I got the email, I asked him, I said, hey, do you want me to sign this? Do you want to go on this field trip? He said, I don't know. Let me check with my friends, right? Which is totally normal. Well, a few days passed. I think I asked him again and he still hadn't gotten back to me. So I let it go. I'm like, well, I guess he doesn't want to go. Well, the day before the field trip, he texted me at some point throughout the day and I had a crazy busy day and was like, hey, mom, I need you to sign that stuff for the field trip. And I was like, hey, I'm not available to do that right now. I wasn't home. I had a full day and I wasn't available to do it in that moment. I said, I'll look at it tonight. So the nighttime rolled around. He said, hey, mom, did you fill that out? I said, let me check it. I think I had tried to do it on my phone when we were out and about, but it wasn't working and I wasn't able to fill out like the information, right? So I thought I'll try it when we get home. So we get home and by this point, it's not letting me do it. And in the meantime, I told him, I said, okay, I'll email your teacher. If you can still go, you can go. But if not, too bad. You should have planned better and prepared better, right? I emailed the teacher. We couldn't get the online stuff to work. You had to pay a fee for him to go on this field trip. So now I'm working late in my office. I don't check my email before I go to bed and I go to bed. So I hadn't checked my email. He hadn't either. We were racing around doing our morning routine. We're in the car at this point, and I take him to a friend's house because they all go to school together and they're in our neighborhood. I drop him off and they take him to school, right? And then I come back and get my daughter and take her to school because their drop-off times are the same and I can't be two places at once. So we're being resourceful there and we're grateful that we have some friends that he can hop in the car with. So we're in the car and it's like a 2-minute drive to their house. And he goes, mom, she said I can go. And I'm like, okay. But then I read the email once we stop. And I'm like, well, first of all, she says you have to bring money. You were supposed to meet her at school between 7 and 7:15. You need a note signed by me. And I said, I don't have any cash to give you. My checkbook's not in my car. I don't carry my checkbook on me. And then he gets out of the car. And this is the kicker. He doesn't have a lunch. Totally forgot his lunch. And he's like, I'll figure it out, mom. So I drop him off and he's mad. I said, I'm sorry, but you may not be able to go. You don't have a lunch. You don't have the signed paper saying that I'm giving you permission to go. And you don't have the money to pay for the field trip. And so I drop him off, go back home, take my daughter to school, and I come back and I email the teacher. And I said, hey, I so appreciate your flexibility in allowing him to go. I said, he doesn't have the money. He doesn't have a note with him signed by me. And he forgot his lunch. So totally understand he needs to prepare better next time. So I'm letting this teacher know I'm all good with holding him accountable. And that that's an absolutely perfect consequence to what has occurred. You know, he didn't let me know in time. We were racing at the last minute, and I'll do my best to accommodate to a point. So I just wanted this teacher to know that I was on board with that. If this is the natural consequence to his choices, I support it. Totally fine. Even though she had said he could go. Well, this kid gets to school and I'm headed to the gym to train a client. I train at a little gym in the area and I get a call from the teacher and she's like, so I have your son here. And is it okay if he goes on the field trip? And I'm sitting there like, wow, they're still going to let him go. Now, he had just transferred schools and he knows a ton of kids at the school. So it's not like a huge adjustment or a hard adjustment. We'll say that. But transferring is an adjustment. And the teacher's like, well, he can still go. He can bring me the money tomorrow. And apparently one of his friends had an extra sandwich that he could eat for lunch. So this kid is relentless and he's resourceful. And he knows how to solve problems. He doesn't get stuck on the problem. And I'm sitting there going, well, like, I feel like that he didn't prepare. He probably shouldn't go. But in my mind in this moment, I'm like, okay, he can go. She goes, you just need to shoot me an email giving your permission and we'll let him go. He can bring the money later. And apparently he got his lunch figured out, right? So I'm sitting there contemplating, like, did I make the right decision? Did I make the right decision to let my child or to agree to let him go on this field trip that he wasn't prepared for? And then as I thought about it, I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you know what? I value his ability to problem solve all those mistakes and figure it out and negotiate his way into this field trip. I mean, shoot, if he can convince his teacher, and I've already told her I'm okay with him not going, if he can convince his teacher he doesn't have the money, he doesn't have lunch, and he didn't prepare and do any of the things that were required, but if he's able to figure that out and solve his problem, because in life, our kids need the ability to figure out, adults need the ability to figure out how to solve problems. Too often when I run into in this world anymore, it's scary. People are faced with a problem or they're worried about a problem before it's a problem. As I've been working with people before where they're like, well, but this could happen. Well, what if this happens? And I'm like, what's the problem? Like, if there's not a actual problem to deal with here, why are we talking about this? Or people get stuck on the problem. If you're stuck on the problem, you're not open to solving it. You're not open to a solution. So after I got off the phone with the teacher and I thought about it, I was like, you know what? Yeah, I feel really good about that decision to let him go or to agree to sign to email. That's all she wanted. And he's convinced her that he should go, even though he's totally unprepared, doesn't have the money, doesn't have the lunch, and didn't let her know ahead of time. More power to him. I mean, that's resourcefulness. That's negotiating skills. That's being flexible and rolling with a challenge in solving your problem. And I value resourcefulness over some stupid punishment because he wasn't prepared. Because that skill of resourcefulness and solving his problem is going to serve him well later in life. And I value that. Like, that's a big thing for me because I do. I go out there in the world and I just see people focused on problems, one, that don't exist yet, or two, they're stuck on the problem. Like, well, this isn't working or this is going on. I'm like, what would you like to do about it? And I'm not one, like, if people just want to bitch about problems and they don't want to provide solutions, peace out. Like, I'm done. I'm all about solution focused. If you get stuck on the problem, you're just going to be stuck in the yuck. You are not going anywhere forward. You can't move forward. And I've used this analogy before in one of my other podcasts. and I will probably use it a lot more. You can't drive a car looking in the rearview mirror. So we have to coach our children and model, in my opinion, value. This is a big value of mine. It doesn't have to be yours, but I value it. And I'm telling you why. Because I want my kid to be resourceful. I want my kid to face problems and move forward and solve them. Because my kid is going to make mistakes just like I make mistakes. I'm an adult. I make mistakes every day. We all have different strengths and weaknesses. We're not going to do everything perfect all the time. So in that moment, and when I reflected on it, I even felt better about it. Because you do, as a parent, you constantly question, should I have done that? Should I have done this? I felt like there is that traditional discipline of like, well, he wasn't prepared. He shouldn't get to go. He shouldn't get to go. But I'm like, no, that's not what this is about. What this is about is he solved his problem. He convinced his teacher. I was very upfront that I was okay with him not going. I wasn't the parent there trying to save my child. I will not do that because that doesn't serve him. But if he can figure it out on his own without me stepping in and saving him or guilting a teacher into, well, he had a rough night. He's had these things going on and making excuses for my child. If he can get to go with me making no excuses for him, I'm all for it. We don't want to make excuses for our kids. By doing that, we're enabling them. We're not helping them build those skills, and they need to have those skills. So talk about your values with your family. Ask your kids what they value. It's a great conversation. It's a good thing to understand where they are, their perception, and for them to hear your perception of what you value. And I told them that later. I said, well, dude, you figured it out. More power to you. And I'm going to encourage that because I admire that. That's a big one, especially in today's world. But anyway, thanks so much for tuning in. Hope that's helpful. And feel free to reach out, connect with me on Facebook, Conscious Not Crazy by Corey, and on my website, consciousnotcrazy.com. Thanks so much. Take care. Thanks so much for tuning in to Conscious Not Crazy. I hope you're finding comfort in knowing you are not alone. Parenting is hard and the struggle is real. I am forever grateful for this amazing community of like-minded parents striving to simply do better than yesterday. Until next time, keep on living life consciously. I can't wait to connect with you again soon. Be sure to follow me on Facebook and visit my website, consciousnotcrazy.com. All the details can be found in the show notes. Now go get back to the never-ending, exhausting, and yet most fulfilling job you'll ever do.